B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
The old people are nuts, man. They're all crazy. I'm sure y'all got a story to tell.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic, and this is Sarge.
Show. Holy crap. What a guy. What a show, Zoe. Tell me about your crab shack in Florida.
Well, I mean, you find these hole-in-the-wall joints that are supposed to be really good, right? So you kind of go to all your recommendations. Hey, we're going to move for crab. Where can you find it around here? So we had to drive a bit, about half hour. We get there, and it's this nondescript, like, little shack in the back of this, attached to this other building. And right above it, it says, get your guns here. Gun shop. So we went and ate crabs in an attachment to a gun shop. They got AK-47s in the window, pistols. There's guys walking in, like, doors propped open. Guys coming out, big box of ammo. And then the next sign over says exotic animals here. I'm thinking, okay, what the hell's exotic animal? What do you buy, like a parrot? Now you buy, like, gator, snakes, bobcats, all kind of weird crap. And you're thinking, this is not normal across the country. This is like Backsticks, Florida, man. And we used to go to Disney World, and you get caught in Kissimmee and these other little towns. Where's Brandon Merriweather from? Like Arapco? Arapka?
Apopka. He's from Apopka. Apopka.
Yeah. Where did our boy Kenan Lowell say he was going down? To Apopka, right? To
Ocala.
To help with the sinkholes.
Ocala, yeah.
It is redneck, backneck country, man. And it's like the normal to pull up, and you see just farm animals everywhere. You got like 27-foot anacondas, or these pythons, just eating deer whole, and they feed them. And hey, come here and watch the python eat the deer signs. You know, for your kid, $20 a person. That's how they make. That's a moneymaker. I get hooked on this tiger show. And after 20 minutes, you know, okay, this thing's gonna get weird, right? Like this dude can't have money. This guy's like a multi millionaire.
Are you sure?
Dude, do you know how much it costs to keep those parks up and running? And the amount of land this guy has?
I'm talking about Exotic Joe.
You're going to meet another guy later as you advance here that's worth about $20 million based on what he's doing and how they distribute these cats and tigers, how they fly their private planes around and disperse them.
Hold on. So we're talking about Tiger King on Netflix. How many episodes did you watch last night?
5.
You watched 5 episodes already?
Yeah. I started watching at 2:01 p.m. yesterday.
And you couldn't stop?
First time in a while I didn't watch Falcon and Mask because I got hooked on Tiger King.
Oh, my God. I watched 2 and I started the 3rd.
I mean, there's stretches where, okay, it slows down a little bit in there, but the amount of people, the different people that you meet and how freaking insane these people are and some of these volunteers that volunteer, accept no payment. They'll continue to volunteer all the way through a year. Then they advance to assistant intern to the intern. It's just weird people out there, man, that are addicted to animals, that deal with animals and try and protect them or try and sell them and exploit them. And the one person had the arm bit off and they got back to work in 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? You have the option. 2 years of reconstructive surgery to save your arm and hand, or just cut the freaking thing off. You know what? Cut it off. I can get back to work. And right back to work.
Didn't want to let the media win.
I don't know how
the media would have won, but that's what this one girl did. She worked with the Tigers at Joe Exotics.
Yeah.
And she had her arm bitten right off.
Yep.
And so the option was, to try and salvage the arm and hand and go through 2 years of reconstructive surgery or to cut it off at the elbow, near the elbow.
Why'd she get bit?
Put her hand in a cage.
Yeah. Put your hand in a cage, comes and strips it right off the bone, man.
Was there like a sign not to put your hand in the cage?
Well, she works there. I mean, I think you would know, hey, when we feed half the deer carcass to these things, probably not a good idea to get your hands around it.
Right.
Mm.
Right. So what do you make of Carol, the one with the refuge?
I don't like Carol. I don't like Carol. I'm starting to side with Joe on this. And I like the fact that Joe actually cleans this place up. He's out there with the trimmer, and he's cleaning around the cages. Everything's cut nice and neat. And he said, we clean it. We cut this thing every day. And it's what we do. Carol lets it get all overgrown, and she likes it more jungly. And it just doesn't look like that's like these animals are defecating everywhere, and you don't know where it is. How are you going to pick it up?
No, I just think she's a fraud. I think she's a total fraud.
I don't like her.
That's what I think.
I don't like her.
I think she's no different than the people she's trying to shut down.
Right. And these people line up for her, and she's taking pictures of them, exploiting them. Thank you for coming. Thank you for paying, you know, to come here. And thank you for Carol. You're so nice to these animals as opposed to other bull crap. You got them in cages too.
Oh, she loves the attention.
Yeah.
She loves the attention. She's talking crap
about... She likes Facebook.
She's talking smack about these other guys who have their own tiger little gyms, their own tiger zoos. And so she's talking about how they crave attention. Meanwhile, she's got, you know, a million followers on Facebook and is, you know, enjoying her time on Capitol Hill. And
right.
Give me a break, lady. Like, you don't enjoy being, you know, the center of attention on this issue. Like, it's just so fraudulent.
I'm rooting against Carol.
I'm rooting against all of them, but I'm definitely not rooting for Carol in this. I can tell you that.
I like Joe. He hypnotizes you. He hooks me in.
Don't you?
He's got these weird tastes for men right across the board. Like, hey, I don't like a specific type. I want all flavors. I want my men like Baskin Robbins. Give me 51 flavors, man. Or how many flavors is that? 52.
State that one more time. You like that he has exotic taste in men.
I mean, he's got this weirdo with no teeth and just sits there and smiles. Looks like he's stoned from Dazed and Confused. And then he finds his boy toy out west, this California kid, 6'5", size 16 feet with big hands. And he's kind of pretty, you know, and he doesn't have a specific taste, and it's intriguing. I think he just, hey, it depends how I feel that day. And these guys are talking about how Joe sucks you in.
He got married to both
of
them at the same time. They had a three-way marriage.
Oh, this is Florida, right? Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. So our emailer yesterday said that the Patriots should have shown Brady the video, should have made him watch the show before he decided on Tampa. I think that's good advice. They should have done that.
I'm telling you, you go to Tampa, you drive 15 miles east, good luck. You're going to see these type of people.
The animal people.
Yeah. What do you think, Bush Guard? You think just Bush Guard?
They're selling a snow leopard in the back of a van.
100-degree van.
100-degree
freaking
van right
snow leopard is in a back of a hundred on a back of a van with no air conditioning on a 100-degree day. Yeah, good times.
Let's go to your calls on this. Keith in the car on Tiger King. Keith.
Hey guys, so I've actually gone to the Tiger Sanctuary down in South Carolina, the one with Doc, and boy, it's awesome. Yeah, no, it is crazy. So it's outside of Myrtle Beach. It's like in the middle of a neighborhood. They don't actually send you the address until the day of your quote-unquote excursion. What's wild is a lot of the people are actually from the Northeast. Yeah. My wife and I were filling out our release forms, and they saw Plymouth, and they're like, hey, we actually, their Liger actually used to go to King Richard's Fair. So if anybody's ever been to
another
King
freak
Richard's
show.
Fair, their Liger Hercules is actually there. So they knew a lot of the people from kind of the area that I'm from, and those people are more interesting than the animals themselves.
I agree. You ever been to King? You've been to King Richard's Fair, obviously. That's another freak show. I mean, Netflix could do an opera. Netflix can do a six part series on the weirdos that go to that thing.
Yeah,
walking around. Here, I have me turkey leg here. I have my jousting coming up at 3. I mean, those people really believe like they are wizards and wackos down there. I only take my kids down there. It's nuts. What was he saying too? Oh, Beetle, we go to Lion Country Safari, which is in West Palm Beach, directly west of the West Palm Beach Airport. drive your car right through, and there's lions everywhere, man. It's a different world down there. I told you about Monkey Jungle down in towards the Everglades down in Miami.
Yes.
You walk through these mazes of cages with monkeys running around. They're slinging their poo at you. It's, you know, screaming, whacking certain things on the cage. It's nuts. Like, it's, people are monkeying and tiger people down there. Or snakes. Snake people are a different breed, too. Hey, let's collect as many poisonous snakes as we can.
Pat and Randolph on the Tiger King. Pat.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. The Doc Ankle there used to perform at King Richard's Fair down in Cava there.
Cava.
Yeah.
How about...
Also, at the very beginning of that series, yeah, episode one, when they bring out the giant snake, to Zoe's point, the freaks are outside of Tampa there. And before you go inside to see that giant anaconda there that the guy brings out, you have to go through the skunk ape headquarters and research facility. It's in, like, Okeechobee, Florida or something like that. Again, another freak.
Okeechobee.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's skunks? They sell skunks and snakes?
No. It was called the Sasquatch. They call them skunk apes down in Florida.
Skunk apes.
Oh, okay.
They're like these, and they run around, they slap each other, Beetle. I told you about that one time. I was at a monkey enclosure, and they had to shut it down because the orangutans started going nuts. And I guess when they mate, they beat the hell out of each other on the back, and they get the mouth open and screaming, and you're trying to cover your kid's face. And I don't, it's not, zoo people are different. Like, you gotta,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's capture these things and let's exploit them. And I'm not a big fan of zoos. The kids like them, so you take the kids to kill time there. And then you get all the deer that walk up to you, and you can feed the deer. And then all of a sudden, you get Lyme disease, and think, geez, maybe it's not such a great idea to have your kids talking to deer and petting them and having wild deer come up to you. It's a little different around there.
All right, Tiger King has taken off.
Okay, do we have calls on it?
Popularity. It was number one on Netflix yesterday. We'll continue talking about it with you. We also have a caller on the line who wants to share his thoughts on it. His name would be Ken in Lowell. That Bam. Is coming up next.
Nice. Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They have a heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them.
But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's going to tell me any otherwise.
Top stream show on Netflix currently. It is taking off, and it's about a number of people in the world of exotic animals, privately owned exotic animals. It takes place over the last 5+ years, and the main character is this fella who goes by the name Joe Exotic.
That wasn't from Last Wedding, that song?
The plot, no, I don't know. Okay. The plot of this show is that eventually... the individual, Joe Exotic, is charged with murder for hire for trying to allegedly have this woman, Carol Baskin, killed because she is someone who is leading a, I guess, nonprofit.
Yeah, she's a putridly annoying person.
A rescue. She's leading a rescue effort to get big cats. She's got the big cat rescue to get big cats out of captivity in privately owned zoos is basically what it is. That's what it is. So, Ken and Lowell, do you have a thought on this?
No, not at all. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Biddle. Hey, Heidi's not.
All right, hold on.
Hi, Ken.
He's on the hot. Ken doesn't have a thought on that. We'll
Here goes Beetle again. The Wookiees have kidnapped Beetle.
This is blowing up my whole spot here because I wanted to get on before you because I would have been willing to bet any amount of money that at one time in your life you kept a big cat or two or 70. I would have bet anything that Ken and Lowell was a large cat keeper.
I'd bet on that. I'd double down on that.
Ken?
Are you there, Ken?
Well, I'll put Ken on too.
You bet the place and you got it.
Oh, shut up. You've had a cat?
Hardy calls back. You've had a big cat, Ken?
No, we had two regular cats, you know, house domestic. One of them I called Muhammad, after Muhammad Ali. The other one was Bootsy, the girl's name, my sister's name, that. And Muhammad, I don't know, he just went nuts. He just started getting...
I bet.
Yeah, he just started getting dotty, whatever, I don't know. And then we had to
What'd
put
him feed
down.
Him, Ken? Ken, real quick, what would you feed him daily? What would be the schedule?
Well, you just put something out there, you know, a can of tuna fish or a can of something or whatever. I don't know, you know. They eat anything. I mean, they go out there and they bring the moles in from the backyard and drop it in the middle of the kitchen floor. You know, like, oh, look what I got. Well, then get
it out
of here, you know. A mole.
No, the cat's in the house.
What about them?
You keep them in the house?
Well, yeah, sure. And the dog, too.
How long does this go on?
I don't know, 5 or 6 years. I was overseas at the time, but they used to beat up the dog all the time. They used to just, like, whack him. We called him Fenway. Hey, listen to this. We named him Fenway because it was a puppy from, do you remember a reliever for the Red Sox? He was a closer. His name was Mark Claire. He used to throw in, like, 99 miles an hour. Yeah. It was a puppy. My sister lived next to, he was neighbors to her. She was neighbors to him. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so they had puppies. His bitch had puppies. And
who's a bitch? Who's a bitch? Huh? Who's a bitch in this? Your sister.
The dog.
Oh, okay.
Talking about the dog. Only a bitch.
Oh, the dog. Marty, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Don't let me interrupt. I'm a little surprised you didn't name the cat Cassius, though. Although Cassius, unwilling to fight. You know, Muhammad, more of a fighter than Cassius was, but more on that later. All right, so the cats would beat up the dog. What else?
Yeah. And what happened to, like, the dog that messed up? Did you buy another dog?
I get the innuation. I get it. But, no, Muhammad, I mean, our cat Muhammad did not go to prison for refusing to fight.
Okay.
Nobody ever called him the N-word.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ken, how much you had to drink today? What are you doing during our dark times?
Well, I'm self-medicating. First of all, I'm on my second beer and my third nip. And I'm eating ramen noodles and mac and cheese like it's going out of style, and it's getting old.
I got the ramen right here, too, bud.
So, Ken, are you concerned about getting coronavirus, Ken?
At my age? No, something's going to get me before that anyway. I know that. I spit up yesterday, and there was droplets of blood in there.
Blood. That'd be bad. Yep.
In my phlegm, I'm saying.
You sure you didn't brush your teeth right before that, and that was part of the blood?
What?
No.
Ken, are you coughing up blood?
Yes, the other day I did anyway, but right now, I only brush my teeth, Beetle, every even numbered year.
All right. I don't believe that.
What's your favorite
numbered years?
Well, I'm partial to number 8, Kajusemski.
Wow. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. We got to let him go. He's insane.
And take care of yourself. Self-quarantine, just in case, you know, and I'm no doctor, just in case coughing up blood is indicative of something worse. I don't know. It seems like something that maybe you should, you know, keep to yourself for a while.
Hardy, remember Buchholz was in the hospital because it's the back of your throat? You have enough alcohol and packs of smokes, starts to wear on the back of your throat, and that tends to eventually have you coughing up blood and stuff. Makes you go in the hospital because everything gets raw back there.
God.
Unbelievable.
Right. Hardy, did you watch it yesterday? What'd you think? It's insane.
Three episodes in.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And the only thing I know of Joe Exotic was when Fred and Rich used to play his stuff. And there's so much information. There's so much going on. But just to set the record straight on a couple of things, both Joe and the guy in South Carolina, they pay their employees $100 a week. They give them an awful place to live, unless you're one of the sister wives of the guy in South Carolina. They seem to live a little bit better. The woman down in Florida, I believe most of her employees are volunteers.
Correct. And they work Christmas and holidays and all that.
Yeah, and they're all badass, but she is emerging as the worst of the three already.
I can't stand her early on.
I already can't stand it. I think they're all, you know, terrible in what they're doing, but she's no better than the other two.
No. Yeah, and 100% hypocritical and, spoiler alert, most likely a murderer. But, you know, we'll get to that episodes 4, 5, and 6.
I don't care what you tell me about the end. I'm going to just keep watching it. I'm at 201. I'm going right to it again. It's like our new thing. Everybody's hooked on it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Didn't know about the language, though. I wasn't ready for that. Ted, kids, cover your ears.
Right. But, Zoe, you and I don't know if Beetle ever went to these places, but, Zoe, you and I have talked about this. We went to these places down in Florida when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like these animal sanctuaries. We used to go to one that was a primate sanctuary. It was, just like they're doing here. It was called
Monkey Jungle. Monkey Jungle.
Knoll's Ark was the one that we used to go to.
Okay. And so we used to go to Monkey Jungle, and then directly we would fly to West Palm Beach, 15 minutes west on the road connecting to the airport. You have Lion Country Safari, where you take your car and you drive through, and there's freaking lions come up to your car. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. But you wouldn't think about doing that now. And here are all these people, you know, relatively recently, they shot this thing over the, you know, up until a couple few years ago. And people paying, like, big money to go into these places, you know it's not right.
But you pay to go. You got to go see it. I mean,
did you hear what the guy in South Carolina is getting per head? $300 and up per head to get in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think, crazy. Like I said, they're making money, dude.
Yeah. That guy in South Carolina is making money. And Joe Dirt down there in Florida or Oklahoma is taking in money. I don't know how much money he's got, though.
Do you think he's a big Second Amendment right guy?
Oh, I think so.
the amount of semi-automatic weapons that guy has. And then they take that dummy out, and he's trying to blow it up in the swamp. And then he's got, like, the single freaking rocket gun. I'm like, where's he getting this stuff? And he said, don't come on my property. I'll shoot you before I shoot the cat.
He threatened in a CBS News interview.
Armin Katayan.
With Armin Katayan, that is part of this documentary, that if they try to come onto his property and take his lions and tigers there, his tigers mostly, that he was going to have another Waco, is what he said.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't blame him. I mean, if you come after me or either one of my husbands, I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
And I don't know if that ceremony was legally binding, if that was a civil union in the eyes of the laws of the state of Oklahoma. But, you got to defend the ones you love. And in his case, it's two men, one without any teeth and one who's got a size 14 shoe. Do your own 16. Math.
So, I mean, if you dress up like the preacher in the country videos and music that he sings, Why wouldn't that priest be, why wouldn't it be kosher?
Yeah. Are you at all surprised that we have loaded lines on Tiger King?
No, this is what people want to talk about. People don't want to talk about sports right now. They want to talk about real things happening. This is what people are doing.
I've already seen all the internet memes. Like, the world handed us coronavirus, and Netflix was like, here, we've got the response for you.
Yeah, right. we it's not the cure, but it's going to make you feel a hell of a lot better.
It's a freak show. All right, Hardy.
I'm going to keep listening. I am fully into Operation Top Down, which begins today at the Hardy compound. We are decluttering, cleaning the house, starting in the attic. I'm about halfway through the attic. Operation Top Down started this morning. I've got you guys on, listening. It's fantastic.
Muhammad.
That's awesome. Keep clean up, buddy. And if anybody knows any good priced dumpsters for me, hit me up.
Oh, you need one?
Yeah, DM me.
All right. I'll DM you.
Get in my DMs. Yeah.
Yeah. Slide into Zoe's DMs.
Slide on in there. Right in there.
617-779-0985. We've got one open line if you want to grab it. We'll do another segment of the Tiger King. It's fascinating, this world of big cats. We'll talk about it more with you next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat?
The world of big cats than I ever wanted to know. So
you know where it hit me last night, yesterday afternoon?
Where
was the story? I think it was Ohio. And you never think of this because you think, okay, you're going to go to an enclosure and it's going to be fine, you're going to be protected, you're going to pay a lot of money to do it, but you feel pretty safe walking through there. Those cats are kept away from you. When one of these sociopaths goes nuts and he turned, I think, 4 baboons and 41 tigers loose, or 31?
It was like 40 animals or 50 animals.
And they were roaming the town. Just like, could you imagine like a tiger walking down your street? I've seen the videos of the one where the zoo lost one, and there's just a tiger walking down the middle of the freaking road. People losing their minds. And then you guys just start picking them off, and they had all the bodies lined up. These poor cats. You had to do it. You had to put them down. It's not like, hey, let's recapture them and exploit them more. No, we're going to put them down. This guy went nuts. And these people at some point can go crazy. And then you got a bigger problem on your hands. You know, I'm part of the rubberneck crowd. You know, when there's an accident going the other way, I'm not speeding down the road past it. I'm slowing down, rolling my window, putting my neck out. Like, what is going on over there? I wait for that train wreck, man. And that's what's got me hooked in this show, because I feel it's coming right around some corner.
Yeah.
I want to see him get drug under a table or something, and that cat takes him in its enclosure. Now it's a party.
Brian's in Wisconsin on the Tiger King. Brian.
Yeah, we had that guy on our show one day like 10 years ago, and he was in Wisconsin, and he was a weird cat back then. And then we actually got a harassing phone call from that Carol lady shortly after he showed up, because she wanted him to stop doing those mall shows.
Who would have him in a mall? Like a wild cat. And you see, Beetle, some of the things you could book, parties there, graduation. They said weddings. They had weddings there. Hey, you know what, honey? Let's get married at the big cat place. They had the cats running around.
Look at the people you're dealing with there, though, who live in the area, Zoe. Tom Brady's new neighbors.
That's true.
Right?
I mean, we had people that tattooed Brady on the side of their arm that got married. They had to cancel their honeymoon because they held the party for Brady in that parking lot, remember? By the stadium? They're wackos out there, man.
Yes. Jimmy and Denham. Jimmy.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good, Jim.
What's up?
All right, brother. I got one to top it all. There's a show on Discovery Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock, after Moonshiners.
Love that show.
Very good show, Scott. I'm going to learn myself. Guardians of the Glades. Two dudes and a woman, a young girl, probably about 25. They go in the Everglades at night, barefoot, just two spotlights, and catch them Burmese pythons by hand.
It's freaking crazy.
What's wrong with these people?
Dude, it's nuts. But that's how you have to catch. You got to catch these things at night. And you watch, you ever watch those gator people down in Louisiana?
No.
And they're baiting the disgusting rotted chicken they have in buckets, and how they bait the hooks and tie them up, and they have these fan boats that they go through, and they're just pulling gators in. They shoot them in the head, and they tag them on the tail, and they're able to like take what like 250 gators at a time. That's how they make money. Then they cut up the meat and gator stew. Dude, there's some nuts out there, man.
Clearly, Jim in Maine. Jim,
you got to get out of Quincy, man.
Jim.
Oh. Hey, boys. It's been pretty rough. No sports, no gym, nothing. But
I just been sitting here listening to you guys all day and watching that Tiger King, so I'm kind of ecstatic that you guys are mixing up both of them. But all I got to say is I can't wait until you guys watch these next couple episodes because it gets insane. So I can't even believe that people live by themselves and live like that.
Let's take it to Maine, though. What's if you're going up Backroads, Maine. Like, I've seen these nut jobs down in Florida.
Yeah.
Have you? What's the weirdest thing you see up in Maine? What's exploited up there?
He's not there anymore. He's not on the line.
Other than maybe your cousins with no teeth. I don't know.
How many episodes are there?
I don't know.
I think 7.
That's it?
Yeah, it's not that many. It is. It's 7 episodes.
That sucks.
You're almost done, Zo.
Yeah, I know.
You have 2 more to go.
Yeah, I kind of fell asleep in the middle of 5. I'm going to have to go back, reset 5. I'm going to go back from the beginning of 5.
Matt's in New Hampshire. Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, so I was actually working for a rescue in California, and we went out and got 2 of the tigers from him. Meeting him in person, it was pretty – he's a pretty eccentric guy. it's a whole different ballgame out in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think we could tell that from watching. He's definitely an eccentric guy. Sam and Quincy. Sam.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I got the funniest story ever. So the 2nd episode of Tiger King, remember they had a guy, he was a coke dealer, and he got busted.
Oh, yeah. He was like the original Tony Montana.
He's down in Miami.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. Okay, so I go down to Miami a lot. Yeah. I wrecked a Corvette, and I took this one girl with me once, okay? This is probably 3 years ago. The girl's obsessed with slots.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to move. So she's doing all this investigation on the internet. Just, oh, I found a place where we can go look at them. So I think it's a zoo. So
what, did slots turn her on or something?
I don't know. She was torturing me about it. I think she investigated it before we went down there. Because she was ready. She knew where the place was. So now I get in the car, the Corvette. We drive about an hour out of Miami. And the GPS is taking this down all these, like, dirt roads, back roads. They look like farmlands. Like, where the hell are we going?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure about this? Yeah. So we pull up. You know those 2 big gates that they had in the show? Okay. And there's 2
Mario's
big
house. You went to Mario's house?
Yes, I got to tell you. It gets better. So they go, what are you guys doing here? Of course, they let the girl talk. She's like, I want to go see a slot. And they're like, well, we're almost closing. She goes, please, we drove all the way from Miami. So they made us go into a parking lot. And they were legit, just like 4 cars in the parking lot. That's it. But you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see cages. You couldn't see nothing. There was like 1 little cage. So now they bring us into a little office, right? Looks like a double wide on the property. And they have a list of all the animals and all the prices that you see for like 15 minutes. So the slots you wanted to see was like $55 for 15 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
So 5 minutes later, they bring us outside like 20 feet.
Did you see the sloth?
Yes. I'm going to tell you some more stuff.
All right. He saw the sloth. He saw the sloth, Zo.
That's real life Tony Montana. And I'm like, how do you only do 12 years? How do you only do 12 years? They're talking about the exotic snakes.
Because he didn't kill the guy. He was just there when the guy got killed.
I know, but cutting up the snakes and packing them with cocaine and tying them up, and that's how they got it in. And they didn't
care. He's the most normal guy in the whole show.
I know he is. That's the scariest thing about this show.
Mario,
that guy moves everything.
Mario's the most normal guy in Tiger King. Let that be on the record. Let the record reflect that.
Sweet Bentley he had.
He's the most normal guy in the thing, and he's got a history of being a massive coke dealer in the height of the, you know, cocaine era in Miami. He's, you know, they call him the real life Tony Montana.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He said they didn't cut him up with a chainsaw. They cut the guy up with a circular saw before they burned his body. Yep.
Burned it on the property.
That happened, but the show indicated he doesn't let anybody onto his property.
Right. They show up and have a guard outside.
Right. Like, you can't come in without an appointment. Like you need an appointment. And pay. That's why I'm skeptical of this story that it's the same place.
Right. Because there's no way he's letting you on his property.
Right. Right. All right. We'll continue with the Tiger King calls throughout the course of the day. We do have some other stuff we want to get to. Zoe, you got some items on your list today you want to get to?
I do. I got an interesting, maybe a little tidbit on the Patriots uniform tweak.
All right. We'll do it
next. How about that? All right.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zob has promised some sort of tidbit of information about uniforms.
I think it might make you a little happy, Beetle. There's a lot of talk out there about the league changing their policy about having multicolored helmets. Meaning, whatever your base helmet is, you would always have to take that sticker off and maybe reapply something different or strip it down. You've seen Green Bay do it. You've seen Pittsburgh do it and still maintain they're crazy uniforms, you know, like the Bumblebee uniform and all that. But still,
this doesn't impact me one bit in my crusade.
I don't think that they're going to the white helmet or the helmet that you see behind me. You know, the let me grab it here.
Yeah,
the quintessential old Pat Patriot helmet, which means you would have to go completely white here. So they're not going to do that. I think they're going to keep the silver helmet, and I think the road uniform might be the old 90s road whites, and that may be your uniform tweak there. Maybe a little something different with the home uniform, but not much. Not to the point where you go, oh, my God, look, they changed their uniforms. But wouldn't be shocked if on the road they play with the whites or maybe play a home game with the whites. You have the option to do that, too.
Why the whites, may I ask?
I don't know.
Okay, but here's the deal.
I don't know. You know why? Maybe it's about the helmet and the color of the... They may have to change the decal.
All right, so here's the deal. The helmets don't need to change. The helmets are the same.
Correct.
The only thing that needs to change is the decal on the helmet, which is currently allowed. You don't need a rule change for that.
Right. You could change. You could throw old Pat Patriot up on there.
Yeah, they just... You put... No. The only change that would need to happen is the decal color.
Correct.
Because the blue... In the Pat Patriot logo, not the Pat Patriot, the Flying Elvis logo.
It's nautical now.
Is a darker nautical blue, as Bob Soucy likes to tell us every broadcast.
Sure. Yep.
We love him for that.
Yep.
It was a royal blue in the 90s. So the logo color is different now than it was then. It looks better now. I will fully admit that.
Correct.
It's a much better color now than it was then. So that's what would need a change, just the decals, which they could currently do. And what you're talking about with the helmet tweak is not coming into play until 2021.
Correct. 2 years.
So there's no helmet changes in the league this year. They've already said that they are discussing it as a possibility for 2021 where they'll be able to wear multiple helmets per season. They currently are only allowed one helmet per season, which changed a few years back under a recommendation for concussion protocol. So the difference in helmet, it doesn't do anything. I mean,
I think Edelman too let the cat out of the bag a little bit with his Instagram post when he, you know, superimposed his head on Bledsoe's body.
Yeah,
With that one, but I think it's going to
be. So you're hearing that those uniforms are going to make an appearance.
I think you might get your wish, Beetle.
Well,
I think you might get your wish.
Yep. I mean, wanted to see
a lot of people
Brady
said the
left.
Red they were going to break out the red ones again. You can't do that unless you go completely white helmet.
Right, which they could do again in 2021, and I know that there's some fans that would really like to see those uniforms more regularly.
Right.
As a throwback. But again, it's only a half victory because a big part of my push was to get it done before Brady was either done playing or departed, and it didn't happen. So Brady played his entire Patriots career having never worn that uniform. He has worn throwbacks, obviously the white and the reds, but not any of those jerseys from the 90s. He came here in 2000. That was the year they changed the uniforms.
Yeah.
They have not worn them since 1999.
Yeah. And we need to get, I think, too, in this next hour, the Montana stuff. talking about Brady and the ending and how much different it was than his, that they were ready to go with Steve Young. And Joe's injury history and the way his body fell apart and how the Giants destroyed him in that last playoff game sort of expedited his exit out, and he feels it's totally different here with Brady. And then that gets you thinking about, okay, when Brady's done, the red jacket stuff here, we're not going to get a video, are we, from him at some point?
No.
The thank you video?
What do you mean?
He's going to come back for that, but it's still going to feel a little awkward because he didn't finish here. And he's still playing at such an extremely high level. And it's just, here we go. It gets regurgitated again.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't want him, Zoe.
I know.
And he didn't want them. And the main reason he didn't want them is because they didn't want him. And for years he'd been trying to stay.
Why does somebody like that guy
Bill Belichick,
fight to stay?
Let's call it like it is. Bill Belichick didn't want him anymore. Am I wrong?
You're probably right.
Bill didn't want him.
Maybe Bill bargained for this time. You know? Like, hey, I tried to do this fight. Like, now's the time. I wanted this 4 years ago. Yeah, we got to move at some point. He's done it before. They've done it before. And, you know, like I said, and I keep talking about it, the more you get past it, maybe you start to accept it more and understand it more. And then, you know, Montana speaks up. And next thing you know, oh, man, maybe he should have stayed here.
All right, let's hear the Montana stuff, because obviously you've got some thoughts on that. Joe Montana speaks on Brady. That's coming up. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll get right into it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.